Christ is risen. Have you risen with Christ? Do you realize your Christ consciousness? Do you know that you are the child of God, the manifestation of the Supreme Being? This day symbolizes the completion of the life cycle that leads to the end of the crucifixion, caused by the misidentification of consciousness with matter. And the rising from the material plane, the separation of Purusha from Prakriti, this is the rising of Christ consciousness. But the consciousness must rise not simply from form and completely divest itself from all interest in form, but it must rise also from its enmeshment in the signifier, in the plane of representation, in order to attain the real. We are in that historic moment, which is the Easter Sunday of history, the seventh day, the completion of the cycle of time. And in that completion, Christ consciousness, which is the Holy Spirit within each being, the self, is destined to be redeemed, to be risen, to have its own nature revealed to itself. And the salvation of the singularity of the luminous presence of the Absolute Self is to be given as the gift of grace that brings an end to the suffering of a world that had fallen into materialistic delusion. The Christian holiday is superimposed upon the earlier Jewish holiday of Pesach, or Passover. The Last Supper that Christ celebrates is the Passover supper, the supper that is the feast of celebration of the willingness of the people who have realized their imperative of holiness, of self-transformation, who have left enslavement in the ego ghetto of Egypt, representing the desires of the flesh, the jouissance of the sensual gratification of the ego, and have crossed the Red Sea through the grace of God, who has opened up a pathway beyond nature, beyond the blood, beyond the flesh, into the desert of the real, until all traces of egoic desire and fear have been completely erased, and one reaches the mount of the sign of I and climbs to that burning tree of life in which one's final traces of ego are sacrificed and God consciousness is regained, and a new order, a new set of commandments, a new dharma, a new reality is given, a promised land, a promised world, a redreaming of creation. It is this superimposition that is deepened by the realization that the cross, which the Christians call Holy Rood, signifies the tree of eternal life upon which death is conquered. And this is the same tree under which the Buddha sat to reach liberation. The one tree that can function both as tree of knowledge of good and evil in duality, or in risenness, in the burning, sacrificial freeing from the mind of the thinking apparatus connected to the body, and the realization of that mind that is pure presence. The same universal archetype found in every religion is being activated in the phenomenal plane in this last moment of historic time. It is the shift from meaning to being, from immanence to transcendence, from thought to presence, from the unreal to the real, from the identification with the mortal body to the immortal luminous consciousness that is Christ, that is God, that is the One Self. Have you chosen to be risen at this moment, along with the tide of rising consciousness that is being offered by that Supreme Presence, calling us home, calling us to return, and returning to us with a yearning, not just for God to have mercy upon us as sinners, but to rise to that sinless state of the real self that has never been touched by material identification, that has always retained the purity of total presence, that has always realized your nameless, formless, infinite nature. And now is the moment to hold fast to that true nature and not to be seduced or beguiled by Maya, but to remain free, to regain the strength, the will, power of God, made flesh so that the flesh can be made spirit, light, love, bliss, once more, to manifest as the unmanifest, to transmit the one vibrational frequency of the unchanging real into the flux of becoming, in order to transfix that vast field of consciousness into its luminous self-realization that brings freedom to all the collapsed quantum wave functions that have been stuck in their materialized and dysfunctional forms, to free all beings from the delusion of the ego by freeing oneself, because oneself pervades all, and to know by being, not by thinking. Have you gained the power to abide as the Supreme Presence? This is the moment that has been chosen by God at the very brink of the final war of Gog and Magog that will bring this kalpa to an end. We are chosen to be conscious of the true nature of what we are and why we are here, to bring not simply the message of salvation, but the reality through our own transmutation, transfiguration, and transfinitization of our being from the particular to the universal, to that infinity of infinities that is our home, our source, and our savior. The sacrifice of the ego thinking process for supreme beingness, for that absolute self that is egoless, this death and rebirth is our solemn duty, as well as the rite of passage to liberation. We must all pass through the dark night of depersonalization and of emptiness into the absolute nothingness of the uncreated real, to discover again in total surrender and faith the fullness of the Absolute Self, whose infinite goodness will support us through that ordeal of the letting go of everything and everyone we have ever held on to, including and culminating in the letting go of the ego itself. It is only in this self-liberation from from the anchoring in matter that will enable us to fly into the ethereal realms of pure spirit and to be free regardless of the condition of the body or the world, to be free to realize its code, its nature, and the power to redream its manifest form. It is here and now that we are to relearn all of the functions of the gods and goddesses who are chosen to sustain the world in the next cycle of time. Having fulfilled our duty, when the curtain goes down on this world, to be sure that no soul is left behind, no being unsaved, no negative projection thrown into anyone's face, but to redeem all through the realization of our oneness and the unconditional absolute love that we offer to every being. And the freedom that we give. To all beings. To manifest as they must. In the radical and total acceptance. Of the process of creation. Sustenance. And destruction. As all necessary. Functions. Of the godly consciousness. We must be free of all judgment, all desire, and all fixation upon the material realm. The formless self is the risen self. Thou art that. May you claim the power that God has given you in your heart to know the self, to be what is real, and to let the unreal die and be free from its suffering, so that beauty and goodness can once again be born. Hail to Christ. Hail to the Father, Mother, Shiva. Hail to the self. Sarvam Mangalam. May all beings be free. May you be filled with the peace that comes from having risen into the real self, the self that was never born, never touched by trauma, never encrusted with a self-image or concepts, never burdened with a superego, a narrative, a story, never clutched and defiled by attachments, and by loss of integrity, never broken, never stained, never having forgotten one's true nature or function, never having separated from the Absolute, never having entered time or space. The pure, the Absolute, the real, the beautiful, the true. May you know yourself as that. And free your entire being from any trace of the crucifixion that the ego had to go through. And allow it to die in peace. And free all minds from the hell realm of that ego consciousness. And may you know the deeper peace of having completed the assignment given by God in this life, fulfilled and satisfied and been redeemed by the one power who has animated your body and your consciousness with creative intelligence and pranic power. And may you know that supreme peace of the realization of the source of all that is or was or shall be as the light that shines in your own heart forever.